This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username LRN.FM as we kick off the second hour of the program. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Daryl, you've got a little bit more you can share about Venezuela. You've been doing some digging there in the news, but we've got folks on the line, so let's start up with Eric in Vegas, watching us on our cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello there, Eric.
Hey, Ian. I need to take control of the airways, brother.
Here you are.
I've read a news story about this guy, Warren Demesme, who was a rape suspect and being interrogated by the police. And he said, nah, it's not like that. And kind of with his accent, he goes, I want a lawyer, dog. And the police interpreted this as some request for a canine. And so they ignored it and continued. And eventually got a confession out of him. And it went to a higher court, and they affirmed that what the police did is fine.
And this is actually the story that, Chris, you had brought
in
tonight.
Yeah, I'll read the title. The suspect told police, give me a lawyer, dog. The court says he wasn't asking for a lawyer.
Yes, he was.
Crazy.
He was asking for a lawyer.
Yeah, it's give me a lawyer, comma, dog. Dog being a colloquial phrase or urban phrase for dude or guy or buddy.
Homie.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not your buddy, guy. I'm not your guy, buddy.
As soon as you say lawyer, like, it really shouldn't matter. They should just automatically stop asking you questions.
It's the only way that makes sense.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, so what you're saying is this guy asked for his attorney. He was denied it. Then when, you know, somebody got a hold of this case, they took it to some sort of higher court.
It went all the way. I just, when he mentioned the guy's name, I did a search, went to the Louisiana State Supreme Court. And the Louisiana State Supreme Court ruled that he was, in fact, asking for a quote-unquote lawyer dog.
Ridiculous. That's so insulting.
They added that he was not invoking his constitutional right to legal counsel.
Wow.
Now, I wonder how much, because, again, this was in Louisiana. This guy's not white. I wonder how much, if any, that played in their ruling here.
I don't know. I mean, there's a good chance that people in the court were also not white, you know? So, I don't know. It's just whoever it was that made these decisions is ridiculous and outrageous and just, I mean, clearly this is bad law. But what level was it? Louisiana Supreme Court?
Went to the state Supreme Court in Louisiana.
Wow. It's amazing. Eric, your comments? Go ahead.
I guess it's up to the Louisiana legislator. If I was a legislator in Louisiana, I would be like, I'm going to start drafting up articles of impeachment, dog. Clearly, you just don't get it as a judge. That is not right.
Yeah, no doubt. Eric, thanks for bringing that up here tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Was there any more detail to the story that you thought we should know about, Chris, since you had actually brought that in tonight?
Yeah, probably. I wasn't really prepared. We can go into
just
it.
Just curious. If you happen to remember anything at all about it that you thought, oh, you know, there's this other thing.
I think the title says it. Yeah. You know, it says it all.
I think we pretty much said it here.
Yeah.
Let's continue with your call. So Stefan is on the line in Ohio. Stefan, go ahead.
Over the past few months, the more you guys talk about cryptocurrencies, the more I've been looking into it, and I figure you guys would be the best to answer the questions.
Okay, sure. Sure, we're happy to help.
You notice that Bitcoin seems to be the very prevalent cryptocurrency. It seems to be, you know, the benchmark that everybody loves to use.
It was the first one, so that's, you know, that's why. It's got its first mover advantage in the marketplace.
Well, I've been looking more into altcoins because you've seen that Bitcoin, the price has skyrocketed, especially over the past year. I mean, I think back in December it was only like $800, now it's up to $7,000. And yep. It makes me wonder, would it be a good idea to get into altcoins as an investment so maybe in the future those will rise in price?
Well, it's all speculation, so...
A lot of it is speculation.
The altcoins are all speculation.
Dash?
Dash is pretty speculative.
There's actually, you know, businesses accepting it now, so yeah, I'm not going to say all speculation on every altcoin.
I would say the vast majority.
I don't think you should necessarily take advice from three people who are...
No, I'm not an investment advisor, but an investment advisor isn't going to know anything more about this than we are, right?
Yeah, we're probably right.
We're all in a completely new area of money here. We can look back at gold and silver and stocks and, you know, all these other things that are out there, and they have a thousand or hundreds or, you know, dozens of years of history behind them, depending on what we're talking about. Whereas with cryptocurrency, we got 9 years in. Not even that at this point.
Right. And I want to, you know, point something else out of, you know, the sort of comparison of, well, people have made a fair amount of money on Bitcoin or Dash or Litecoin or fill in the blank cryptocurrency, yeah, so therefore I'm going to invest in whatever the new one is akin to, well, some people have made a lot of money on the stock market and some penny stocks have wound up to be traded on like NASDAQ, so I'm just going to throw my money into penny stocks. It's not necessarily a wise investment to just throw your money at something hoping that something happens. So there needs to be, you know, some actual research into whatever it is that you're putting your money in.
I see a lot of people comparing cryptocurrencies to gold and silver. Personally, I don't like to do that. It's like that food truck you were talking about. I doubt you can go up to the food truck with like half a gram of gold.
No.
And they'll give you some food. Now, you can use Dash with them. Does that make it Dine and Dash? I don't know. I guess
it would in that case.
I generally leave after I finish eating at the food truck.
Or in this case, it would be Dash and Dine because it's a food truck, so you pay the Dash up front, and then you get, you know, you get the food.
Now, but there is the food truck that sells pizza where that guy will take silver.
Will he really?
Yeah.
Huh, that's pretty cool. It's pretty hard, though, to get a business owner to accept precious metals, I would say, in comparison to, say, cryptocurrency, because with precious metals, you can't really make an exact amount of them like you can with cryptocurrency.
Right.
Well, you know, if it's not an ounce worth of silver or one whatever other division you happen to have, a quarter ounce or a half ounce, and those are even harder to find as far as, you know, silver currency is concerned.
Right, but the same thing. Oh, well, you only have a $20 bill and you're buying $9 worth of food. Make change.
Right. Well, yeah. But you can make change, but then you got to know what the price of silver is.
But you have to have enough people, you know, paying for it. As if you have enough people paying you in silver, you're going to have change, right? Like in silver or
in theory.
No, I'm just saying, if I go somewhere and I'm like, hey, all I have is an ounce of silver I want to buy a hamburger.
Right, they could give it to you.
Give me $5 and a penny back in change.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm not saying you have to give me silver dime.
I've seen that at Porkfest.
But you don't see that in real life. You generally don't see that.
Yeah, Porkfest isn't real life. Right. That's true.
But if you die in Porkfest, you die in real life.
It's too cumbersome to accept silver because you have to, you know that it's real silver, which you don't really know unless you have, you know, some way of testing it, which, of course, is going to take time if you're really concerned about that. So you don't really know what it is. You certainly don't know at a glance what it's worth unless the person behind the register happens to be a silver bug and is up to date with, I mean, I couldn't tell you. I have silver, but I can't tell you what the price is today. Daryl, you can because you do a daily newscast.
About $17.10, I think it was this morning. So it's somewhere around $17 an ounce.
And there are apps for that, for sure. So this is something you can do with a business owner who's willing to get the app, check the price, figure out the price and how many ounces, and then figure out what the change needs to be, and then give the change. So it's a whole lot more steps involved in doing silver. So I agree with you. There's really not much of a comparison there at all.
Well, one more thing with cryptocurrency.
Before you go to your one more thing, I don't think we ever really talked about, you know, you were like, well, what altcoins, right? You were asking about altcoins.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know, I just got to say, you got to be cautious here. Just expect to lose everything that you put in to whatever altcoins you decide to get.
And do a search for fill-in-the-blank coin and then the word scam.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's another good idea. Hang on, Stefan. I know you said you had more. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutritious.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Also, do want to let you know about Blink Home Security. It makes it super easy to have your own wireless home security system set up in a matter of minutes. I mean, as long as you've got a smartphone with Wi-Fi, probably even a tablet with Wi-Fi, it's super easy to get these things set up. You can try it yourself. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one. Even Mark, our technophobe co-host.
He's not scared of technology. He just doesn't understand how it works.
He doesn't want to understand. Anyway, even he was able to set the Blink system up. And there's no wiring. It's all done wirelessly. It's really brilliant and super easy to do. So check it out. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. As we continue, Stefan is on the line with us here in Ohio. You'd asked about altcoins. Now, for those that don't know, Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency, decentralized, distributed ledger, it's called the blockchain that, you know, that runs Bitcoin. And what happened was, because it's an open source project, well, anybody can copy the code. And so somebody copied the code, and they made Litecoin or whatever. I don't know if Litecoin was the first one, but it certainly was the first one that kind of had a splash out there.
Right.
So somebody made what they called Litecoin, and what did? They tweaked it to where it was faster than Bitcoin. So they made it, I think it confirms every 2.5 minutes instead of 10 minutes with the confirmations, which is kind of one of the things that happens behind the scenes on the blockchain with Bitcoin. And so they said, well, I've made a better Bitcoin, and I'm calling it Litecoin, and they put it out on the internet. And now Litecoins are worth $60 a coin, or whatever they happen to be worth today. And somebody else did this, and so, you know, hundreds of other people did this, and they all changed Bitcoin here and there and here and there, and they kind of came up with their own unique ideas. Every now and then, somebody would launch a coin that wasn't based on Bitcoin, so like Monero, for instance, which was actually a completely different sort of concoction.
Right, that uses what's called crypto note, I believe.
A different type of cryptography or technology or whatever.
And then there was NXT that was different to where it was proof of stake, not proof of work. And then, you know, there's all kinds of different
Zcash, which has zero knowledge proofs or something like that, which means
it's
anonymous.
ZK-snarks.
Which means that it's anonymous. All this is getting, you know, off into the weeds as far as how these things work. But my point is that all of these altcoins out there, there are hundreds of them. In fact, there's even a guy who started a website listing all the dead altcoins at this point. Because right now, even though there are hundreds of them that are still out there and active to some extent or another, because really the question is, are people trading them? That's kind of the question as to whether or not they're active.
And the Wikipedia article for cryptocurrency says, as of September 2017, there were over 1,100 cryptocurrencies in existence.
Man.
Now, that's not saying that there are 1,100 that are still active, whatever, you know, however you want to define active, just that there have been at least 1,100 that have been created.
So how do you, the question on the altcoin scene is, because Bitcoin, again, is the dominant. Bitcoin is over 50% of the total market cap, the total value for all cryptocurrencies combined. But given that Bitcoin, like the Model T, may not stay on top forever, the question is, how do you pick a winner or more than one? You know, what do you choose? Because you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So which others do you choose? Do you go with the top 10 because they seem like more of a sure thing? Or do you try to pick something that's not in the top 10 on the hopes that it will rise into the top 10? Because something
that's what some people wind up doing. I'm like, let me just throw a bunch of money into this new one and hope that it winds up going to a dollar a coin. I bought 100,000 for a penny. If it just goes to a dollar, then I'm rich.
Right. So how do you pick a winner? I have no idea. I have no idea. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah. So I don't want to say that, like, so one of the problems with, like, picking a particular cryptocurrency and then expecting it to win, well, it kind of really depends on, like, well, does everybody else do the same thing, right? Like,
no, they're not.
Right, right.
There's hundreds of them.
So Dash, like, for example, Dash might be, like, that's, I think it has a lot of potential, Dash.
It has potential.
Because Dash is now being accepted through AnyPay, and so, like,
but that's brand new.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So again,
right now,
it's all just potential.
Right now, it has I would say it has potential, right?
Sure.
But at the same time,
so do a dozen other altcoins.
Right, right. But if people are paying too much for it, then it's probably going to go down.
Right, and it is going down.
Right, right, exactly. But at the same time,
although it went up today,
but overall,
well, it's been going down in the last month.
But I would say that if I were to put my money into something, I'd probably put it into Dash or Zcash, because
Zcash
of their
is cool
functionality. Dash right now, because it's being accepted by AnyPay, it may take a while before, you know, AnyPay really, you know, heats up and there's other places accepting it. But
one thing that I will say that Zcash has going against it is there is not a mobile wallet for Zcash.
That's right.
There is something that's, I think, based off of Zcash called Zencash.
Yeah, there are a few forks of Zcash, for
and
sure.
And Zencash does have a mobile wallet.
Ah, okay. I saw them actually.
So
the
that's
Bitcoin
something
conference.
That, you know, having a mobile wallet, I think, is something that, you know, you really
kind
want
critical?
To see.
Yeah.
If, you know, whatever you're looking at, if they don't have a mobile wallet and they don't have plans to create a mobile wallet, don't expect it to ever wind up getting picked up in any kind of mainstream manner.
Yeah, I mean, what I would do is I would look at who's accepting it, right? Like, if there's basically two merchant processing companies out there. There's BitPay and
in the U.S. There are competitors outside of the U.S. that will not do business inside the U.S.
That's,
but also
that's
look
correct.
To see if you can convert it on either Shapeshift or Changely.
That's another important question.
Because if you can't exchange it easily,
right? If you get into it, can you get out of it?
Right. Oh, well, no, you've got to go to this one exchange that's based in somewhere, and they never confirm anybody's account.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be useful, right? So that's why I'm saying go and look and see. Does BitPay accept it? Does
No, BitPay will not accept anything.
BitPay only accepts Bitcoin.
Right. So pretty much all of the merchant processing companies will deal in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So right there, you got to say...
Almost all altcoins are useless as far as the market is concerned. You cannot do anything but trade them.
Except for a few, right?
Exchanges.
I mean, Bitcoin
with the exception of Bitcoin.
Bitcoin's
the exception of Dash.
There's... What, one or two dark web markets that accept Monero.
Right. And Zcash is also being used on the dark web, too.
I have not heard that.
Yeah.
Do you know which marketplace is doing
that? I'm not really familiar with the dark... I mean, I'm familiar with the dark web to some degree, but I'm not intimately familiar with it, so I don't
know. I'd be interested in learning more about that.
But, yeah, that's... Well, but this is why it's like, well, is it being used? And that's why that's where, if you're talking about, like, a long-term gamble of, you know, outside of the Bitcoin world, that's probably where I would look at.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. Is it being used? Of course, the answer to 99% of them is no.
Right, right.
And so anything you buy...
Right.
But even that still, you know, may lead you astray. I mean, just because it's being used doesn't mean it will continue to be used. It doesn't mean some other new thing that's better will not rise up and take over.
Yeah.
So you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, one of the reasons one of the things that Dash has going for is it's self-promoting, and that's one of the reasons that I think it has more potential than a lot of the other cryptocurrencies out there. You know, are there people willing to put money into it to promote it? Because if it's not, if that's not happening...
Which is one of the things Dash has, which is good.
Right, exactly.
Hey, you know. Stefan, thanks for the call here tonight, man. I appreciate it. There's more coming up in moments. You can take control of the airways. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you may Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, you need to know about my pillow. It's a great pillow. I like it.
It's the best pillow.
I like it. Daryl, you have a my pillow as well. And you can get yours, and the reason why you would want to get one, because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using mine for, I think, like a year and a half now at this point, maybe a little longer than
Sounds about right.
And it's great because you can also wash it. You know, if you want to, you can put it in the washer, you can put it in the dryer. It's designed for that. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, get your MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. And if for some reason you decide you don't like it, for whatever reason, you can send it back to them. They will send you your purchase price back to you. And if you do keep it, as we have done, you can feel good because the pillow is going to last you, guaranteed, for at least 10 years. So head to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So, again, our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking about Venezuela earlier in the show, but did you guys have more you wanted to say on cryptocurrencies, altcoins, the sort of looming question of, and I think a lot of people are maybe going to be considering this right now, because I know that what I did in August, when there was the first historic Bitcoin fork, when Bitcoin, for the first time in its, you know, near decade of existence, actually schismed into two competing separate Bitcoin networks. When that happened, or before that happened, I got a little spooked. I didn't know what was going to transpire. I thought maybe the price of Bitcoin could go down because of this particular thing happening, this fork. Turned out it didn't, but I wasn't sure. I was like, well, if Bitcoin goes down, you know, I want to make sure that I've got something else besides just Bitcoin. And so I did take about 10% of the Bitcoin that I had, and I turned it into Ether and Dash, because those were two of the more interesting, to me at least, cryptocurrencies. Ether being the number two cryptocurrency in the world, and Dash having some of the neat things that we've talked about with Dash here. And this was long after Dash had started advertising with us. It was so, like, I just thought, oh, this is a pretty good one. So I put it into that. Turns out the Bitcoin worked out during that fork, meaning that if you held your Bitcoin, and I did hold most of the Bitcoin that I have, administrative capacity over here. I did hold on to it. And after the fork, the Bitcoin price stayed steady, and then it went up. And the Bitcoin Cash price has been like kind of all over the map, but it's worth right now it's worth about a little less than a tenth of a Bitcoin for a Bitcoin Cash. So anybody that held on to Bitcoin through that fork, they actually ended up getting kind of free value or free money out of that whole deal. Now, the big question is the same thing going to happen this time, when arguably this next fork that's coming up supposedly on the 16th is going to be even more contentious than Bitcoin Cash? Bitcoin Cash was sort of like this last-minute plan thrown together by some people who wanted to have Bitcoin have what's called bigger blocks, which is a potential solution to Bitcoin scaling issues, because right now Bitcoin's full, the network is loaded with transactions, and so the fees have gone insane, and there's this crazy fee-bidding marketplace where fees are like $2, $3, $4 just to send a Bitcoin transaction. So Bitcoin's pretty messed up, and the proposals to fix Bitcoin are insanely contentious. There are two sides that are fighting, you know, at the throat, digitally, if you will. There's not actually anybody getting beaten up over this, but the geeks are at war on the internet here, and it's a whole lot, like, as far as fear, uncertainty, and doubt is concerned, there's more of it, I would say, this time around than last time around. And I don't like to be a person who spreads fear, uncertainty, and doubt, but so, I gotta admit, I'm a little spooked.
Well, when you say the last time around, you're not talking about that weird fork that happened like a week and a half ago with Bitcoin gold that nobody knows how to actually get a hold of.
Right. I mean, nobody knows if Bitcoin gold is actually going to be a thing, because there's a lot of...
Nobody knows if it ever actually mined a block, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, I don't. Last I heard was there was some sort of pre-mine phase with Bitcoin Gold, because all the people.
How do you
who,
pre-mine something that's forking off of Bitcoin?
That's something
that doesn't
I don't
make
understand.
Any forking sense.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It's like some sort of private mining phase where they keep on mining and they get the mining rewards or something like that. The people who created the Bitcoin Gold. So it's like some sort of a cash in for the people who made the Bitcoin Gold.
Sounds like a get quick. It does. Scam.
Basically,
get rich quick.
I'm convinced that after the Bitcoin Cash fork, and I'm not saying that, you know, Bitcoin Cash did this intentionally, but after that happened, people realized, oh, wait a second, I can create an altcoin, slap it up in the Bitcoin protocol somehow before forking off, and then I can just call my altcoin Bitcoin hyphen something.
Yeah.
And then people will say, well, it's got Bitcoin in the name, so it must be a Bitcoin. And, well, I've got Bitcoin already, and so then because this forked, I get this free money. So it's basically a way that they can do an ICO without doing an ICO, and they're creating an altcoin without actually creating an altcoin.
Yeah, it's not really an ICO. It's more of an airdrop than anything else. It's, hey, here's our new money. Here's it. Have some free money is what it is. But the thing is, with this Bitcoin Gold, some news that came out yesterday. This is according to Euromoney.com. Cryptocurrency architects have unveiled Bitcoin Gold, a new currency based on the Bitcoin network, set to begin trading in December, which attempts to resolve what some see as the excessive influence miners have on the Bitcoin network. So then they go on and just kind of talk about the launch of Bitcoin Gold. But it says here that Bitcoin Gold wants to change Bitcoin's proof-of-work algorithm to what's called Equihash from SHA 256. So that supposedly this Equihash makes it more fair between people running fancy hardware versus not-so-fancy hardware, and supposedly makes it more so miners without a bunch of money can more easily compete in the Bitcoin Gold mining scheme.
Right. And yeah, you're right that it's more of an airdrop than an ICO, but what I mean when I call it an ICO is that people are going to cash it out and then the, you know, people, oh, well, see, they cash this, and so then the value and something, something, we made money.
Well, so far right now, Bitcoin Gold is only trading in futures, so nobody really even has this stuff at this point. And the question is, you know, when is this going to become available? They're saying here it's going to be December.
I thought it was supposed to have been 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, we don't even know if anybody's ever going to see Bitcoin Gold. As far as I'm concerned, I hope that we don't. The fewer,
and then
Bitcoins,
what about the
better.
Bitcoin Silver thing that's also supposed to fork off at some point
in December, supposedly. So, the fewer Bitcoins, the better. The less confusion in the marketplace. We're already going to have a nightmarish time coming up here, potentially nightmarish time in 2 weeks when SegWit 2X fork happens. And then you're going to have major Bitcoin corporations fighting over this. Before, it was just Bitcoin Cash. When Bitcoin Cash came out, it was like 3% of the miners went over to Bitcoin Cash. It wasn't like anything to set the world on fire, but it's held steady, and it's now worth about a tenth of a Bitcoin. So, you know, kudos to Bitcoin Cash for making it kind of work. But, we don't know exactly what's going to happen because you've got major companies like Coinbase, Blockchain, BitPay, who've all signed on to this SegWit 2X changeover, as well as 83% of the Bitcoin mining power. But it wasn't the miners themselves who signed the agreement. It was the mining pool operators who signed the agreement. And they cannot obligate their mining pool participants to mine what they say to mine. Because the mining pool participants can drop out any time, and they can go to a pool that allows them to mine the thing that they want to mine. If a pool won't allow them to mine, let's say SegWit 2X or SegWit 1X, these are the two different competing types of Bitcoin that we're likely going to see exist in about 2 weeks. So that's kind of one of the big question marks, is what are the miners themselves going to do?
And here's a question that not a lot of people are asking is, how many of the people that are part of a mining pool are actually paying whole lot of attention? Because how many of them, oh yeah, I've got one of those things where, you know, like I'm just running one of the cores on my computer and it's part of this pool.
Mm-hmm.
To where they're just, you know, like, it's something that's running, and they make a little bit of money, and they're not really paying attention.
That's a darn good question, and there's only one way we're going to find out, which is when somebody pulls that switch and, you know, forks off Bitcoin again, coming up later this month. If you want to predict, if you want to speculate on what could occur, because there's all kinds of different, what they call game theory here, as far as how things can go, it's Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo-sized shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. That's infidelbodyarmor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Get signed up for the Free Talk Live email newsletter. You can do that through the sign up box there on the front page of the site, right there kind of in the middle front top area of the site. Go to freetalklive.com to do that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We've gotten on to the cryptocurrency conversation. Wasn't something we brought in as show prep here tonight, but it's been one of those topics that's been sort of boiling behind the scenes. We knew we were going to have to talk about it. I intended to talk about it. In fact, I even wrote up a lengthy piece over at freekeen.com within the last week or so that goes over the basics of what's happening. We've covered a lot sort of those concepts already here on the radio. But if you want to get more details on sort of what's going to happen to Bitcoin in the next couple weeks and what you can do to protect yourself, because that's very important, then go to freekeen.com. Scroll down a little bit. The headline that you're looking for is Bitcoin surpasses $100 billion total value despite looming schisms. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we can talk more about it. You can bring up anything as well. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I know you guys have been talking about cryptocurrency for the last 2 days, and that's really kind of exciting. But I do want to mention there's, I don't know if you've been taking a look at some of the marijuana cryptocurrencies that are out there, like Potcoin.
According to a list of cryptocurrencies that I was just looking at a few minutes ago, Potcoin is no longer active.
Really?
Interesting.
Really? Huh. Since, within the
when
last
you say
hour
no longer
so,
active, what do you mean?
It was listed on a list on Wikipedia where they had a list of a bunch of cryptos. Had a year of when it started, and then active, no longer active. So no longer active.
I wouldn't trust a wiki list. I'd trust crypto or CoinMarketCap or CoinCap, these sites that actually monitor the active trades. According to this, within the last 24 hours, there have been about 35 bitcoins worth of potcoin traded. So about $251,000 worth of potcoin.
Yeah, so it could be that it's no longer being actively developed. So, you know, there might still be some wallets that exist, and there might be an exchange somewhere, but there's no more, you know, updates to any softwares.
Well, I mean, they still have an active website, so I don't know. Thing with Wikipedia is, of course, anybody can edit the site and make, you know. So if there's, maybe it's one of the competing marijuana coins, because apparently, Robert, you said there's more than one of them. Maybe one of the competing
ones. Yeah, there's also like Canacoin and something else.
Yeah, what are the other ones, Robert? What besides Popcoin?
There's another one out there called Dopecoin.
Dopecoin? So I'm sure that's a smart one to sign up for.
There's another one, I think it's called Canacoin.
Okay, okay. Now, what makes them pot coins besides the fact that they just called them by pot-related names? Is there some sort of, are they backed by plants? You know, like, what is it that makes them pot coins?
What makes them that they're pot coins?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's just a name that was given to them, but I think that it's a great idea to, you know, if you're selling pot, it's a great idea to be able to, you know, hide your stats.
Well, I don't know. I mean, see, here's the thing, Robert. Just because it's a cryptocurrency doesn't mean it's hidden, right? So we were talking earlier.
It's like a really bad idea to me.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about some of the alternatives to Bitcoin and how Bitcoin itself is a public ledger. So as long as you know the person's wallet address, you can go and look at every transaction that person has made from that address. And most of the Bitcoin knockoffs also are public ledgers. So by default, you're probably dealing with things that are publicly visible.
Right. And I think what makes them, you know, cannabis-related cryptos is the fact that they've got some cannabis reference in the name, and they're being targeted towards people doing various things or promoting cannabis. I found a list of cannabis-related cryptos, Potcoin, cannabis coin, hemp coin.
Hemp coin, all right.
Another hemp
There's
coin.
There's two hemp coins. I'm seeing that here.
Yobit, and the logo is a cannabis leaf in sort of two-tone black and white with part of it being half blue. There's Canacoin. There's Mary Jane. There's Dopecoin.
It's insane. You can't possibly pick a winner.
Sativa coin.
Out of these things.
Bonger.
I'd be very cautious, Robert, getting into anything just because you like the name of it. Or because, you know, it has a good ring to it.
Oh, like Dogecoin.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
I did do, you know, a little bit of research on Potcoin. Again, one of the things that's kind of cool is that when you go to Google Play, you download the wallet, and then it'll tell you all about the wallet. It tells you, it gives you all the reviews and everything.
But how do you get it? I mean, do you have to go on an exchange and trade something for it?
Well, no, you just go to Google Play and the wallet's free.
No. The wallets are always free. But the coin itself, you've got to buy it somewhere. So how do you get it?
Well, I just shapeshift with it.
Shapeshift has Potcoin?
Well, I mean, from my other different cryptocurrencies, like I'll buy some, like with my Dash.
So you have successfully shapeshifted your Dash into Potcoin?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Absolutely, yes.
They actually have it.
Wow.
Shapeshift actually has Potcoin.
They do have a lot, though, on Shapeshift.
Potcoin is the number 150 ranked coin, so it's ranked at 150.
Well, this new wallet that I have, I think it's called Koinomi.
Koinomi, yeah.
Yeah, Koinomi.
Does that hold Potcoin?
Yes, it does.
All right. It also has Canacoin and a bunch of other things that I've never heard of before.
Potcoin, as you were telling me the list, Daryl, I was kind of checking them. And from the ones I checked, it seems like Potcoin has the highest ranking of all of them, like by a decent amount.
Yeah, the list that I saw, several of them weren't listed on any exchanges. They just sort of exists.
Right. So it sounds like, you know, Potcoin is the most successful of them, Robert. Whether that means it's worth buying is a whole other question. As we were explaining with Stefan earlier, all of this is speculation. So, you know, whatever their pitch is behind this, and in this case they're claiming that it is somehow banking for the cannabis industry. But again, why you would need Potcoin when there's a zillion other coins?
Why would I not
I mean, hey, it's fun to get into, and, you know, I'm only investing a few pennies, you know?
Yeah, then you got nothing to lose. If you're willing to lose it, then have fun with it. I mean, that's, I think, the right way to look at this.
Yeah, instead very true.
Instead of taking this stuff too seriously, I mean, obviously, if you're dealing with serious amounts of money, then you need to be very serious.
There are.
But if you're just talking about taking 10 bucks and buying some Potcoin because you want to see what happens to it, no big deal, right? You know, worst case scenario, you lose the 10 bucks at the end of the day or the end of the year or whenever if it goes in tanks.
Maybe I could make money with it and I could do some donations.
Yeah, could very well. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be a loser. It could very well.
You just got to be cautious with this stuff because there's scams out there.
Sure are.
Today I found out that I accidentally helped somebody buy Bitcoin, which they were then planning to use with another service that was a scam. So you got to be careful. And that was,
there's a lot.
It sounded like it was about $1,000 they bought. So, yeah.
And we've seen those things get caught at the store here where Chris, who is our Thursday night co-host, he runs a little shop called Route 101 Local Goods here in Keene, and it also has a Bitcoin vending machine in it. And sometimes, you know, even though we ask customers not to tell us what they're going to buy, because it's none of our business.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes out and they're buying. One recent example was an older lady came in and she wanted like $7,000 worth of Bitcoin that she was going to send to her fiance, who she's never met.
Oh boy.
Who lives in Nigeria.
Well, he needs the money for a plane ticket so that he can come
up to the wedding. Yeah, it was something like that, right? Like, he needs this money so he can marry her, and then they're going to have a happy life. She's in her 70s, probably husband's dead. You know, this young strapping man from Nigeria has been, or Chad or wherever he was from, was, you know, hitting her up online and had developed a relationship with her and wanted her to send him some cryptocurrency. And, you know, Chris tried to talk to the lady and be like, look, you're probably getting scammed here. I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about your relationship or whatever, but this may not be what you think it is. And she was just, he loves me. He loves me and I'm going to get him this cryptocurrency. He wouldn't sell it. Chris would not let her make the purchase, so she left and went to the Bitcoin vending machine in Manchester, where nobody's standing around it to watch it.
Now, that partly reminds me of a story that I saw a few days ago about a Chinese woman that had 20 boyfriends, and she got each of them to buy her an iPhone that she then sold online and made a down payment for a house.
Wow.
All right, there's more on the way here. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Let's talk about another kind of business. In this case, a robbery, attempted robbery.
Hot dog stand.
At a hot dog stand that went a little bit. It will, so to speak. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3
is
on the way.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.